My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol.
My hair started thinning in my early 20s.
I tried everything and nothing was really working.
So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
So Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Folks, what's going on, Grid?
This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. Dane, I told you yesterday, I got you. Last night on Survivor, a boat shows up to Vokai Beach, and Nora voluntarily goes to the Island of Idols. All right, no, I'm not getting into that too much.
He was great.
I was reading a little bit about it. So Nora voluntarily goes to this island, and then she tries to lie, and she can't lie. Yeah, so
that all happened. Yeah,
I should probably pick up Survivor. It sounds pretty interesting.
Oh, it's good stuff. Masked Singer too, brother.
Masked Singer. Well, I know AB was the first ever Masked Singer I ever saw, so that turned me off immediately. So I won't be watching the Masked Singer anytime soon. But guys, we got not much news, but we got a packed schedule tonight. Game 4, after being rained out yesterday, the Houston Astros visiting the Bronx to take on the Yankees. Game is set for 8:00 on FS1. It's Zach Greinke taking on Masahiro Tanaka. The Houston Astros are +116 on the money line. The over-under is 8.5. And I got a prop for you guys. The home run totals in this game, the over-under is 4. So we'll see if the Yankees can bounce back, get some bats going. I mean, it's do or die time here in the Bronx. 4, yeah.
Wow. Over-under.
Home runs total.
For total home runs?
Total home run prop, over-under 4. So.
Well, in that case, you better correlate the bet. You better hammer the over at 8.5 because it's going to 9.
There we go. We're expecting a lot of high-scoring game here. The Yankees are pushed to the wall, down 2-1 in the series. So coming at you from the Bronx tonight at 8:08. Thursday Night Football tonight as well. The Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Denver Broncos in AFC West matchup. Chiefs are your 3-point favorites. Denver Broncos are plus 138 on the money line. The over-under is 48.5, and I got a ton of props for you guys. So let's go with the passing yards props. Mahomes is 309.5 passing yards. And Joe Flacco is 246.5. Those are your passing yards for your two quarterbacks. The rushing yards, Philip Lindsay, 70.5. And LeSean McCoy, 40.5. I don't know if any of these guys sound pretty juicy to you, but these are just some of the props.
So I'm on the Royce Freeman one at 53.5.
I think he's just gonna get to that.
Profile guy that works for them.
You also got a first touchdown prop, too. Travis Kelce, plus 120. Philip Lindsay is minus 1.5. Royce Freeman, you just mentioned, he's at plus 185 for the first touchdown. Emmanuel Sanders.
First touchdown or for any time touchdown?
First touchdown. First touchdown.
Oh, because I saw him at a similar number for any time touchdown.
He may have the similar number. I can get you guys that
number
in just a second.
One, instead of it having to be first.
Yeah. LeSean McCoy is the first touchdown. He's at plus 135. Tyreek Hill, plus 135. So we got a lot of similar numbers here. Going on with the first touchdown prop. Let me see if I can get you that that anytime touchdown prop for you, Dane. Here you go. Anytime touchdown score. We got LeSean McCoy plus 135. Mecole Hardman plus 410. Let me see. Royce Freeman is sitting at plus 185, the same exact number.
So it's the same exact number to get him anytime during the game or the absolute first touchdown?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty weird.
That's ridiculous. You obviously bet the anytime touchdown.
Exactly. Well, you get the same
value.
That's
why you got to shop around, people. Literally, we just found the same exact number for an individual. I don't care what the name is, okay? It's the same number for him to score the first touchdown of the game or to score at any point in the game. When you find these inefficiencies, the answers are obvious.
Yeah, there you go. As Dane just said, you got to look around, find all these props. You're getting the same value some places. You take advantage of that. Sportsbook giving you these good deals here. But keep it in the NFL, guys. This is a pretty interesting story. So Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett was punched in the face by a fan while in his car. So the fan gave him what he called a pillow tap. This is a quote from Garrett. A fan hopped out his car to take a picture with me and then punched me in my face. Put your legs into it. You might have actually made me flinch. So it seems like a lot of chaos in Cleveland, not just on the field and Baker Mayfield trying to be elite.
Yeah, really.
It's, dude, what nutsack to take a shot.
In his car.
Dude, have you seen the size of Myles Garrett? Like, take a look here, guys, because this is what you are dealing with. And think about this. If you saw this guy in a car, like, you'd go and, like, take a shot. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I'm not even doing anything.
Dude trains with, like, UFC fighters.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, are you out of your mind? Like... Dude, I'm running as far away as possible. I'm not taking
this
a left.
This is like running up on the car, and then like when the window comes down, me being like, "Oh, my bad, bro."
he could probably eat me,
beast.
Guys. Like I'm half his size. not much of a competition there with me and Myles Garrett. So I am avoiding him at all possible opportunities.
Exactly,
guys. We are less than a week from the NBA season, 5 days to be exact. Tuesday, October 22nd is your opening night. The Pelicans taking on the Raptors at 8 on TNT. And then we got a battle of LA, the Clippers and the Lakers at 10:30 on TNT. I got some future props for you guys as before the season starts. You're getting for the NBA champion. Your Clippers are at 330, plus 330. You got your Lakers at plus 440. You got the Bucks at 600. The Rockets at 850. The Warriors at 1,200. I don't know when they've been 1,200 for the last 5 years.
That's what I'm going for.
The Warriors at 1,200.
If they get to the playoffs, play them back.
There
and
we
then
go.
What? With Curry and Draymond, and they have the same stuff on 17 years.
They've been there before. It's not like they're no stranger to the playoffs. So it's a really good value. Plus 1,200. Hey, you know, get those bets in early before the season starts. But we'll see what happens. Season's coming over. Season's coming close. I'm going to send it back to the guys on Make It Rain.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two, Make It Rain on the Grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez as we are getting ready for a jam-packed day filled with all sorts of goodies and value and fun for the sports investor. Major League Baseball tonight, Game 4, Yankees-Astros. Thursday night football, big AFC West divisional matchup there between the Chiefs. Two teams going in opposite directions. Chiefs losers of their last two. And, of course, Denver and Mile High winners of their last two, getting ready to do battle tonight. Andy Reid taking on Vic Fangio. And college football, you got Chip Kelly. Remember him? Chip Kelly tonight, yeah. UCLA, taking on the Stanford Cardinals there and David Shaw and company. And we'll talk about those lines coming up because you do also have Arkansas State taking on Louisiana Lafayette, who also played last week at this time against Appalachian State. And the total in that game was 75, and it was 17-10, the final score. So they didn't quite hit the over last week like everyone thought they were going to. Will they do it this week? A little more reasonable, but it's starting to get up there. Is I think the number is hovering around 67, 68, something along those lines. So we'll take a look at that. But also, we were talking about the Miami Dolphins finally getting the public support in their game against the Buffalo Bills this weekend, Dane. Finally, they figured out that the 17 points that Miami is getting against Buffalo this weekend, and they also mentioned, I don't know, you heard, right? Like, Ryan Fitzpatrick is the starting quarterback this weekend.
Oh,
after
yeah?
They announced
they
Josh Rosen.
What happened
last week was the forget about it. It's Rosen. He's starting the rest of the year. Yeah, no. Fitzpatrick is playing this week in Buffalo, a place. Listen, he's very familiar with.
Sure.
Not like he didn't play there before. He understands what Orchard Park is all about. But 17 points, dang. Are you leaning towards Miami once
you know
again?
I am, bro. You know I am. Give me the 16 and a half. Give me the 16 and a half. I don't know that Buffalo dump trucks anybody. 20 to 6. 20 to 6 gets it done.
And Fitzmagic's coming, baby. Buffalo.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
Y'all down in Miami need to take up a collection for Josh Rosen's therapy. He needs a friend.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcast and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taron Killam, and Carrie Brownstein Bernstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn straight he is, man. Love tapping Myles Garrett through a window. What are you, out of your mind? Unbelievable here. And by the way, he's been the best part of the Cleveland Browns this year. Like, sure. He's the one guy you don't want to take a swing at. I can understand Baker, but, like, not, you know, or Freddie Kitchens. My word. Welcome in here on this Thursday. It is October the 17th. I'm Joe Ranieri. He's Dane Martinez. Welcome into the grid, sportsgrid.com. As we look to make it rain tonight for you, plenty of avenues to go down and do so, as all the sports will be on tap here tonight. Baseball, NFL, college football, NHL, NBA preseason. It's all here for us. And as we get ready for the World Series, and I was wondering what this was going to be as far as cost goes, Dane. And it looks like if you want to get a ticket, and I don't know, this is probably not going to be shocking to you, but if you wanted to get a ticket to the World Series for the Nationals.
Yeah.
And yeah, we know the tickets were in high demand for the National League Championship Series there against the Cards, but I guess apparently the average cost for just one ticket is around $1,300 right now for the Nationals. If you wanted to grab yourself a Nationals ticket, and by the way, it doesn't make a difference if it's the Yankees or the Astros right now. If you wanted to go ahead and grab yourself a ticket, and this is, I'm going to assume, not a really great seat, but you're looking at about $1,200 to $1,300 in order to be able to go and see them. Now, I don't know. What are you? Is that an expensive? Is that on the higher end, do you think, in terms of World Series ticket prices? Or do you think that maybe that's actually a bargain there in D.C.?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the city. But, you know, I like, that's in line. If you asked me, I would have guessed $1,000. So I think that's in line, you know, and I think it'll be more expensive in New York. I think it'll be less expensive in Houston. I think it's, you know, it's kind of similar to the cost of living in that city. But, you know, they're, especially in Washington, they haven't been there before. Maybe if it's I can't even say it for the Yankees, right? Because they haven't been there in 10 years. Maybe if it's Houston and they've been there before, it's less of an appeal. But for Washington, we talked about that city hasn't been to the World Series in 50 years, haven't won it since like the 1920s. Listen, if I'm a longstanding Washington fan, and I don't know that those exist, but I'd spend anything to be there, right? It's about the experience, and some of these things are quote unquote priceless. So you never know when it's going to come around again. I know there are some people that are going to blow the rent payment on 3.5 hours sitting out there in the cold.
The most expensive ticket, by the way, and this makes sense, 2016, the Cubs' first World Series title in 108 years. Those were averaging about $4,100 a ticket back in 2016. Last 2017, Dodgers Astros, by the way, that was second. Those were averaging $1,300. A ticket, and now you've got the Nats, and we don't know who it's going to be. I would imagine if the Yankees, I'm thinking if the Yankees end up making it, that's probably going to increase here, Dane. I think between Yankee Stadium and Nationals Ballpark, you got be around $2,000 a ticket. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's I think that's possible. And, you know, far be it for me to judge how people spend their money. You know what I'm saying? If you're a
would
fan,
you do it,
and you want to take
if you
your
had
dad
the money, would you do
like
it?
That, hey, do it. You know, if you got it and you want to use it, do it. One thing I always tell people, I do not begrudge people on how they make their money or on how they spend their money. You go ahead and do what you got to do.
Is it the best way to experience it, though? I was spending $2,000 to go sit in a stadium
there.
I mean, would you do it? Even if you had it, would you do it? Would you spend the money, or would you want to experience it in another way?
You know, it's to me, it's like a I think it's like a bucket list kind of thing, right? I would love to be in the building for a World Series game in my lifetime, but I have been in my lifetime. You know what I mean? I have. I've seen Yankees. I saw Yankees Marlins in 03. Unfortunately, I saw a Yankees loss. That guy, Josh Beckett, who you remember, Joe.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
He was on the night that I saw him. Let's put it that way. But, you know, I can understand if someone's like, oh, I got to see this, or if my team's never been there, or, you know, whatever.
Right. I
can understand that. I can understand that. Sure. The thing for me is, like, honestly, Joe, it's late October in New York. It's not pleasant.
No, I was going to say it's not exactly correct. I was fortunate enough back here. Was it 2007, 2008 when they played the Marlins again for the second time there? And I, too, got to see Josh Beckett in a Marlins uniform. And he took down beat the Yankees there 2-1. I think it was game three or game four, one of those. And it was nice to be able to go and say I've been to a World Series. But yeah, again, I could probably figure out a whole lot of other ways to spend the money and still be able to watch the game and enjoy it than go to a series.
No, I was turning around just now because, you know, in my background here, you see a lot of like pictures and stuff. In the pictures of baseballs, you may see eventually, maybe I'll bring one out. I have in them like tickets to like Yankees playoff games that I was at over the, you know, in the 90s, you know, and some of them have incredible meaning for me. I was at, for example, the Aaron Boone home run game 7 against the Red Sox in 03. And I keep that ticket. That's valuable for me, you know,
and sentimental.
So I understand if people are like, no, this is going to be what I spend my money on. You know, it's not. It won't be. It'll be cold. It'll be nasty. Right. You won't get home until 1 a.m., you know, but you want to be able to say you did it. You want to be able to have the story. And that's what it is.
You know what it sucks for? And this is always when the conversation when you talk about these, and whether it's Major League Baseball, it's the World
like
Series,
the
or it's the NBA.
Like if
it's the NBA
Jets
Finals.
The Super Bowl.
Right.
How much would you pay?
Right. But what I feel bad for and what I think sucks is that, you know, especially in a 162 game season or in the NBA in 82 game season, you've basically priced out the guy that supported your team for the entire damn year.
Yes.
Right. The guy who brought his kids and his family to the game. So basically they supported you to get to the World Series and now you've priced them out so they can't go and see it. You know what I mean? I think that sucks.
Absolutely, Joe. And I have something I saw, and I'm going to send it to you because I know you get to play videos and stuff.
Yes.
I saw something yesterday where there's a fan, right, at game three against Garrett Cole that he's like, let's go, standing, cheering.
Yes. Yeah, I got
and the
that.
Fans
yep.
around him are like laughing at him because he's being what I would consider a real fan. You know what
Damn
I'm saying?
Straight.
Like, not only does it price out those guys, but it makes the stadium quieter. You know, it's the less educated Ticketmaster corporate fan, and I need juice in that building tonight, people, because if Houston gets up 3-0, it's a problem tonight. So we need people, you know, and that kind of fan that wants to be seen is different from that regular season fan that wants to see their squad on a random Wednesday night, and I need more of those kind of fans there tonight.
Yeah, he was losing his lunch, and you're right. And people around him were like, oh, God, look at this guy. Like, but you realize that's what a Yankee fan is. Like, that's the whole point of going to the game. Why, you know, but you can't get those guys in there. That's the problem. You've basically priced them out to the point where the people who spent their hard-earned money to come and support this team on a Tuesday night, where are they? And you say the same thing about the NBA, and all of a sudden it's like,
hey,
you got to be kidding me. Like a guy who's been through misery with the Knicks, suppose they make it to the finals. Yeah, that guy spent his money all year on a Wednesday night to go and watch you suck for he can't go to the game. Like, are you serious? I mean, that's the sucky part of all of this.
Yeah, it's a different kind of fan. And I don't need that kind of fan. I need the rabid savages in that building tonight.
Yes. And you know what? So do the players. They don't They don't need the posh, you know. What's the score? I don't even know who's playing.
To be seen.
Yes, exactly. You know, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, who's even playing? Who's here? As a matter of fact, I think I have this.
That knows when they got to cheer, what they're cheering for. You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Joe. And it's a thing that you see all the time, and you see it more in certain cities. New York is one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, give me Pavona tearing out of his shirt, running away from cops.
Exactly. Yes, and we know he does that. But here's basically the guy. Here he is. He's screaming and yelling at everybody there.
The section.
All right, look at the rest of the section.
Everyone's laughing at it. Like, yeah. He's the fool.
Like, he's the idiot. Yeah, like, right. He's the idiot.
Give me more of that guy. I want 50,000 of that guy in the building tonight.
Yeah, and that guy's like, guys, what am I doing? Am I the only... Yeah, it's, yeah,
it's
welcome.
Like, this is Garrett Cole, people. We're in the ALCS, people. And he's right. And...
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
All right, welcome back in here as we look to make it rain on this Thursday. And also want to remind you, if you're planning on dabbling into a little sports investing tonight and you'd like to risk free wagers of up to $1,000, well, if you just head over to pointsbet.com/grid, you open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account, boom, you'll get those two risk-free wagers of up to $1,000. Just enter the promo code GRID, get the bets, and keep in mind, too, and this is the best part, love this at PointsBet, they, in addition to the traditional betting methods, you also can go ahead and be rewarded by how much you win your bet by. So, for example, if you're going to bet tonight's Thursday night NFL game and you take the Chiefs laying 3, but they beat the Broncos by 7, well, then you'll receive 7 times your stake. It's pointsbet.com/grid. The promo code is GRID. You'll get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And yes, it is going to be one hell of a game here tonight. And it's already been one hell of a week when this line came out here, Dane, at -5.5 for Kansas City on the road Sunday night when the lines were released. And it was quickly and continued to have been bet down to -3, where it currently sits in a lot of places still. As the public loves Kansas City, the professional bettors, the big money guys, they're all in on Denver, which puts the books at a very precarious spot because they have so much liability with the public supporting Kansas City. But they've got a lot of that, they got a lot of sharp money there. They're at the point right now where the liability, they don't want to give the sharps any more reason to back Denver. They don't want any more money going right that way. They're keeping it at 3. But they've got to, because of the sheer volume of tickets that they're getting being bet on Kansas City, they have to hope Denver wins here tonight. I mean, they really are. They're going to be rooting for Denver. That's how many people are betting, A, this game, and B, how much public support the Kansas City Chiefs are getting.
Yeah, you know, and remember, we talk about it all the time, Joe, that the number is not their prediction. It's what they believe will generate even money on both sides. And what the issue here is that public perception of the Kansas City Chiefs right now is dramatically different than what we think is the real Chiefs, with backups at left tackle and left guard, with no starting defensive tackle Chris Jones, with a compromised Patty Mahomes on the road on short rest against the division opponent. Like, these are things that the public is not considering, yet the book is in a tough spot, painted in a corner, because what they have to do is try to find that thing that'll generate equal action.
Yeah, and Kansas City is, I think, one of a handful of teams, Dane, and see if you agree here. I think Kansas City is absolutely looking at this game, and I don't want to say it's obviously, you know, it's only week 7 here. It's not a must win, but I think they are one of a few teams this week that is desperate, should I say, maybe that's a better word, desperate to get a win here, because losing 3 in a row is bad on a lot of levels. They need to eke out this win. They can't be to the point where, because they don't, you know, they're down a couple of linemen and they've got some starters out. Like, you can't be losing divisional games like this against Denver. And because what it does is it gives fuel to the Oakland Raiders, and all of a sudden the San Diego. And now all of a sudden this race, what was supposed to be easy, is not easy. So I think they are in that spot where they are desperate for a win. And I think them and the Cowboys are also in that spot this weekend, Dane, where I think the Cowboys feel, I think they're desperate for a win right now, try and get that, especially against Philadelphia. I mean, when you look at the divisional matchups here this week, Kansas City, I think, and Dallas are two teams who can ill afford to lose this game tonight.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, there's a path where we wake up on Monday morning, although I don't think all these things will happen, right? Where the Raiders are in first place in that division. Okay, the Raiders could be 4-2 when we wake up Monday morning, and the Chiefs could be 4-3 if they lose tonight, right? And if that happens, then boom, Denver would have 3 wins. I think the Chargers could be at 3 wins when we wake up Monday morning. So we could have the Chargers and the Broncos with 3 wins, the Raiders and the Chiefs with 4, and technically the Raiders up half a game because of the bye. Like, that's real and that's tight. Now, I know it would take 3 specific results for that to happen, but the other thing you got to realize is, they're not going to rest Patrick Mahomes, and that ankle is not going to get better. So they need to start banking wins when they can.
I think we can probably put the Chargers in that category of a desperate win. Like, they can't go up against a Ryan Tannehill. Like, you can't go into that game, the Chargers, and especially if Kansas City lose tonight. Like, they're another team, I think, that's in that, I need to win this week. And I think it's, again, it's only week 7. Who else you got to the list?
The Chicago Bears, I would
put
in that, because they are staring up at 5-1 Green Bay, staring up at 4-2 Minnesota, and they've got a home game, but it's against the damn New Orleans Saints, okay? Yep. If they lose that one to fall to 3-3, and we haven't talked about this yet, Joe, I'm hearing that they're optimistic that Mitchell Trubisky returns this week, right, for the Chicago Bears. And so if that goes down and they lose, like, there's a universe here where they're like 2.5-3 games back. Okay. And we think Green Bay is good. We think Minnesota at home can still do their thing. And we believe in Detroit also, right? Yep. So if they lose, Joe, and they go to 3-3, Detroit could win. The Bears could be in last place in this division when we wake up Monday morning also.
It's crazy.
Bears on the list, though.
Yeah. The NFC North, the AFC West, guys, these teams all this weekend are in, we've got to win. Like we've got to win this game, because otherwise, if the Chargers, if Denver, Denver wins tonight and all of a sudden the Chargers win, like you said, guys, we got a whole brand new ball game with the opportunity of San Diego having to play Kansas City twice. Don't forget, the Raiders will have to play Kansas City again down the road. There is parity. I don't want to necessarily say parity because I do think there's still it's still a little top heavy, at least in the AFC is. But a lot of these other teams, not that they're bad or mediocre, but I do think there's a lot of competition. The AFC West and the NFC North are two divisions where they all got better. Like, all of those teams in that division got better.
Hey, Joe, you want to throw the Rams in there going to Atlanta?
I agree. Absolutely. Is another one. Absolutely.
They got San Fran and Seattle there. Let's not sleep on that. Like, they need to figure it out. And honestly, if not against Atlanta, then where? We've talked about how Dan Quinn may be on the hot seat, how something's amok in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It is in Atlanta. But if the Rams can't, you know, and that's a high total game also, if the Rams can't look more like the Rams against that defense, this ain't the 49ers defense, people. If the Rams can't look a little bit more like the Rams on a turf in Atlanta, then when will they look like the greatest show on turf?
Dallas and Philly is big from the standpoint of whoever wins it is in first place in the NFC East. But guys, if the Giants win, then them, the loser of the Cowboys, Philadelphia, they're only one game behind. So we're going to have two teams, possibly 3-4, with the team in first being 4-3. And I don't think the Giants have played. How many division games have the Giants played yet? I think Washington, they haven't played.
They played Dallas week one, right?
They played Dallas week one, so they got to get Philadelphia yet. So there is,
that's Philly.
Still. You get past week 7 and you've got a bunch of teams only one game back behind the league. Yeah, who's running away with a division right now? I mean, who is the outside in New England, but they got Buffalo right on their ass. So San Francisco's got Seattle up there. Who else is running away with any division at this point?
Yeah, just New England. That's really, I mean, unless with obviously Buffalo's there. And here's the other thing, Joe, and the count goes up again. There are now 12 teams, Joe, that have had to go to at least a second quarterback so far this season, right?
12?
And I'm telling you, like, the way this is happening, guys like Aaron Rodgers, we see Patty Mahomes compromise with Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson. Are these guys going to go injury free? It is literally a coin flip proposition at this point, Joe, if your team has their quarterback make it through the season.
Yes, and I think another interesting game here is going to be, the 49ers on the road to the Redskins, kind of a trap game from the standpoint of they've got, I believe they've got Seattle the following week, if I'm not mistaken. So it would be very easy to look past Washington. And we talk about these look-ahead games, guys, where, hey, it's the Washington Redskins. But I will warn folks who are going to go down that trend, all right? The Shanahan family doesn't like Daniel Snyder, guys. All right. I want to remind you that the Shanahan family got fired from Daniel Snyder back in the day. It did not end on good terms. So the idea of Shanahan having the opportunity to go into Washington and stick it to Daniel Snyder's
team. Did his dad also have an issue there?
Exactly. Well, he fired his father and him. Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah. So I would normally say it's a trap spot because of who they're playing and what's on tap. But keep in mind that there is blood is thicker than water, guys. Shanahan is not going to allow his team to go into Washington and lose, Dane. Not going to happen.
That's good that they'll have that motivation because, Joe, it is back-to-back road games for the Niners. Yeah. They were at the Rams. It's that west-to-east travel. And you were close, Joe, but the next week they host Carolina.
Carolina, okay, yeah. So
they have that motivation.
They got some
motivation
there. I don't
know if I take one though this week. Just in case.
All right, our Make It Rain plays of the day coming up next here on The Grid, sportsgrid.com.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it was interesting here. I read a tweet. John Clayton, used to work for ESPN, covers the NFL. Well, he was on a radio station, did a hit for a radio station where he was at the Cleveland game, and he had made the comment that already in the building there, covering the Cleveland Browns, already in the building, there is no way, he said, they are bringing back Freddie Kitchens next year. In fact, there are some even who are shocked if he makes it past the New England game, because they do believe he's going to start 2-5, right? You lose to New England. They are saying that, yes, at this particular point, Clayton said that he won't be back. It's already like he is not coming back next year, number one. But number two, that, he might not even make it past New England starting at 2-5. Which would,
wow.
I want to say I'm shocked.
But we can't be Booker McFarland on this one, though, Joe.
I would not shock me. And like we've said, we've saw this happen too. This happen to Steve Wilkes in Arizona? Didn't this, Dan, you've been bringing that up now for a thing. Yep. I mean, just because the dude, this whole give him a year, give him some, we said the same thing about Adam Gase, right? I mean, if Adam Gase if he didn't come out and win the game the way he did against Dallas in there, we might be having that same conversation about, he's lost the team, but they're going to start 2-5. I mean, the idea of Freddie Kitchens being back next year, really? Like, who would be shocked if he got fired? fired in the middle of the season. All that tells me, if that's honestly on the table or a possibility, all that tells me is that he is this close from losing the locker room.
Because if
the players don't respect him or think he knows what he's doing.
Now let's not forget, the Browns made a move in season last year.
Yes,
right? That's how Freddie Kitchens became this job.
That's correct. Only it was Greg Williams who got the job last year, not Freddie Kitchens.
But I'm saying the Browns as an organization are not above dropping the hammer midseason. You know what I mean?
That's Dorsey's fault.
Your point is true. This idea of losing the locker room. And think about the personalities we're talking about here, okay? And if they know, and you said Clayton's reporting it, that it's like it's out there already in that locker room.
Yes.
Then why the hell do they need to listen to Dead Man Walking for the next 3 months? You know, why the hell does it matter whatever edicts come from him? You know, and when you got Odell and Jarvis already talking and you got Baker, like, these guys do not know a microphone they don't like. They're like you and me, Joe. All right. So we've talked about this, that this has the potential to go left and be a dumpster fire. We literally said, what happens when Cleveland starts off like 2-5?
Hello.
We literally said that, Joe.
Yep. Do not think for a minute here. This is a team that is built with a whole bunch of guys that hear every word everyone says. And we're not alone when we're saying Freddie Kitchens doesn't know what the hell we're doing. Those players hear that. They're living it. And they're probably going in their mind, they're right,
he's
man.
Like head, Joe.
He's got no idea what he's doing. And that's the problem. Yep.
We've said that beginning. He was a running backs coach. He had a room with four guys in it that he had to manage of literally a year ago.
Yep.
Now he's the head coach of the – he's the leader of the organization. He's in over his head. We've said it before. It's coming to pass now.
It is coming, guys. And, again, New England, that's around the corner here, guys. So if they can't figure it out and they start 2-5, well – that's about all you need to know about the Freddie Kitchens story. It's going to write itself out there. But it's interesting because they still have, to me, I think there's two teams, Dane, that are still have the opportunity to go from last to first, right? We talked about this before the year started. We thought Jacksonville was a great candidate, right? That they would be able to finish last year, with the acquisitions, that they would be able to, Foles.
Oh, yeah.
And look at what happened. Yeah, there's still some candidates. Detroit is certainly still one of them. I think Detroit.
San Francisco.
I don't think San Francisco finished last. Arizona was last. Yeah.
I'm just thinking, Joe, I was like, oh, wait, that team had the number 2 overall pick in the draft. They had to be last in their division, but you're right.
Yeah, no. They had a team ahead of them.
You're
exactly.
Right, my bad.
I think Detroit is still live. I think they still have an ability. I actually found a prop where they're at 60-1 there to finish first. So I think Detroit can, and they proved it there in that game. I think they have the opportunity to finish first there. And believe it or not, like it or not, even if they start 2-5, they can still, and this is the crazy part about Cleveland, they can still finish first. They can still overtake Baltimore. They've already beaten them once. They haven't played Pittsburgh yet. Who's going to be quarterback? It is still
the key is Baltimore.
Theoretically, I think Baltimore is the key, right? But they've got to be able to win games that they should be able to win. So, and those odds are still, I believe, around 60-1 too for them to be able to finish. They were a hell of a lot better before the season started, but now they're a bit of a long shot to finish first in the NFC North. But those are the only two left. And Jacksonville now, I will say this about Jacksonville. Coughlin came out and made it a point to let everyone know, yeah, we're not quitting on the season here, guys. And, not because we lost. Listen, they haven't played with Ramsey. Right. They haven't played with him. And I thought they've done a pretty good job in the secondary without him.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. One other update that I have, Joe, we were talking about that MVP race early in the season. Russell Wilson, my guy, who was 21-1, he is now the co-favorite with Patrick Mahomes at plus 230
win
the MVP. Also interesting, Deshaun Watson's moved up a bunch. He's now the third choice at like 5 or 6 to 1.
As well it should. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. All right, Bavona, play our new music here, our new intro to our Make It Rain plays.
What do we got, Bavona?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
While they're doing that, Joe, I'm going to show you what I'm representing for these fans, right? Ooh, first of all, it. Joe, boom. 1996, ooh. Game two. That was the Jim Leyritz game, brother. Don Damn. Mattingly's last game in Yankee Stadium. There it is, 1996. This paper is 23 years old, people. Then nice. Aaron Bleach and Boone, baby. Game 7, 2003. If you look at it, it's I'm in the right field bleachers, and that was pandemonium, people. They're faded, but 2000 ALCS, 1999 ALCS. Let's go. That's why you go to the building, okay? That's why you go.
Yep.
Not to be seen and take selfies.
I'll show you. I got one even better. You ready? I got a free cup of coffee at Dunkin' Donuts here this morning. All right? Look at that. Free cup of coffee at Dunkin' Donuts is what I won, damn it. What I'm talking about. Play our music, damn it.
Come play with us.
It's your Make It Rain plays of the day.
Forever. When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
All right, we got a whole lot to choose from here tonight, Dane. So we'll start with the American League Championship Series. Yankees-Astros, my friend. We told you, Tanaka, right? Going up against Greinke. It's round two. Heavy winds tonight, 15 to 17 mile per hour, blowing out. The total is rising, 8.5 currently. Yankees are the favorite, guys. Minus 125, minus 130. You can get the Astros plus 115 to plus 120. Dane, where are you going with this?
Give me the over. Give me the over on this one. I'll take Mother Nature and that jet stream out to right. I don't care how much drag. That'll cancel out the drag on the ball. Give me some home runs tonight. I like the over 8.5. And I'll go specifically Didi and Brett Gardner at plus 340 and plus 280 to go yard tonight.
Like that. All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to do a little reverse here. I'm going to go Astros first five at plus 130. Yankees full game. To pull it out there and win it at the end.
Someone does not have faith in the Astros bullpen.
I got exactly. And I think they're going to get to it finally. So give me the Astros first five, and I'll take the Yankees full game there. Thursday Night Football, Broncos, Chiefs laying three here. Kansas City on the road in Denver. Total is 48.5. What are you looking at?
I'll take the under in this one also. Style makes fight. We've been talking about it. I think they're going to try and limit Patty Mahomes' possessions. Give me the under in this one, and I'm all on the Royce Freeman rushing props. Give me him over 53.5 yards. I think he's the profile back they're going to try to punch KC in the mouth with. Remember, no Chris Jones in that lineup on the middle of that line either. And I'll take Royce Freeman to get in the end zone as well at plus 185, I believe Alex told me.
Love that. All right, I'm going first half under. Shocker there. I'm going to go first half under there tonight, 24.5 points. Also, I'm going to take the Broncos on the money line, guys. Give me the money line for Denver to win this game outright. I do believe you are going to see Matt Moore tonight at some point in this game. So give me
Don't say that, Joe. My
Denver Broncos.
Can't handle that.
Yeah,
my
give me the Denver Broncos.
Can't handle that, Joe.
Yes. I will say this, too. The Stanford-UCLA game, getting a lot of love for UCLA. The problem with this game, guys, is both starting quarterbacks. Stanford's going to be on their number three quarterback. UCLA is their backup quarterback. There's a reason why the number keeps rolling towards UCLA at +4 at this spot. But the play, to me, is definitely the under at 50 and a half, somewhere around there. Grab it before it drops under that, because I can tell you both of these teams offensively are going to be very challenged. Do not expect a whole lot of scoring in this game tonight with a whole lot of backup quarterbacks going on. Both of them will play at least a little defense, Dane. The under is definitely the way to go in this game tonight, Stanford-UCLA.
All right, sounds good. But, Joe, we haven't talked about it. The biggest matchup of the weekend, Joe. Do you know what it is?
Ooh. What do you got?
Joe, it is the Forget About Fugazis going up against Taint That a Shame this week. All right. And I will say this, Joe. We talk about situational spots. I do not like the spot for the forget about Fugazis, all right?
What happened?
My number one wideout on bye. I got my quarterback on bye. And you start the week off tonight with Tyreek Hill returning in one of your flex spots. Joe, you are a 56% favorite to beat me this week, despite the fact that you're toiling in 10th place and I'm at exactly 500. I need the win. Joe, how about we do a little collusion? How about you sit some guys? Oh. Come on, bro.
All right, we can work that out. No problem. I can be boss. Right, you know that. And it's interesting, by the way, you guys know, I'm a lot like the Denver Broncos. I started off slow, lost a couple games, but I've been trucking people now over the last couple of weeks in the pit league here, and we are going to be rolling tonight with Tyreek Hill.
I got gonna pull spies up a that burger. Hurt me, and my number one, my first round pick is listed as questionable, Alvin Kamara, and I don't like the fact that the Saints are signing guys off the practice squad and bringing guys in. That's a telltale sign that Kamara may not actually go, and I need him to beat you, Joe.
Yeah, I agree. It's a little strange there, what they're doing. So I think they're a little thin at that position.
I like it.
That's going to be a problem there. That's going to be a big, big problem. But listen, tomorrow, hopefully, we'll have a whole bunch of tickets that we cash. Also, Friday night football, great games again in college football. Can't wait for that. Some really great opportunities to be able to profit. And we'll be talking about a game five, man. Verlander's already given the okay, I believe, here, if I'm not mistaken. So Verlander, Paxson. Could it be 2-2 or 3-1, Dane? Could it be over tomorrow?
I sure hope so. Let's go.
Let's
anybody in the building be like that guy tonight.
Enjoy it. Good luck no matter what you do. Make it rain. We'll be back tomorrow breaking it all down, getting you for the weekend. Thanks for stopping by. Morning After next.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't wanna miss a
thing. This could be 9 before it's all said and done. You know what I mean? It opened up at 7.5. It's already a point. It's already moved up a full run to 8.5. It could get to 9. And then you know what happens. Let's say you take the over in 9 and all of a sudden we've got ourselves a pitching battle. You might be able to get a 4.5. You know what I mean? Okay. That kind of situation throughout the game. And then, you know, you'd get anywhere between 4 and 9. There's a nice middle for you in the total, depending on what happens. Okay. I think they're going to get overinflated on the total more than
the wind report.
Yeah, because of the way, I think that's the biggest thing, right? People are going to hear that, and even the public's going to hear that and go, well, pound the over, and then all of a sudden that number is going to keep pushing up because, let's face it, if we know the win report, so do the books. So that they've already baked it into the number when they came out with that, and already it continues to be bet up. I think that's going to be 9 before it's all said and done.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, one other way that I'm looking at this to try to capitalize, you know, I believe Greinke and Tanaka, even if they're on, they're liable to give up that solo home run. And I know the Yankees have some left-handed batters who, you know, you know, Brett Gardner hit 28 home runs this year. That's ridiculous, right. You know? And so what I'm looking at, Joe, is I might take a stab, Didi to hit a home run, plus 350 right now. Brett Gardner to hit a home run, plus 280 right now. So I'm looking at individual batters, specifically lefties tonight with that wind blowing out. And maybe I could, you know, maybe I could pick a winner. Right now, the two Yankees lefties of Didi and Brett Gardner, because listen, maybe this is because I'm a Yankee fan, but I know both of them sometimes go for that with their swing and they look for it. Didi did it a couple days ago and fell just short. I wonder if they put that kind of swing on a ball, and I'm looking at these Yankees lefties, maybe I go as a prop bet, Didi or Brett to go yard.
It's interesting, too, and a couple of the other notes that we've told you, and I think that could very well happen here tonight, because that you know as well as I do, they're not necessarily the best situational hitters in that Yankee lineup.
Right.
If they know that wind is fit, and they know they're going to get a ball up – oh, man, they are going to be taking shots.
They're
going
to try and get them up in the jet stream. That's right.
They are like going to be taking shots.
You're
going
to see Aaron Judge with his Jeterian swing trying to go to his judge's chambers.
Yes,
you're going to see everybody doing it, but the lefties specifically, and there's only two of them really as regulars in this lineup, and it's Didi and Brett Gardner. They sometimes, you know, they dig in, drop, and spin on it, and they are taught to do that sometimes. Joe, you know, you play baseball, right? You know, sometimes you guess,
get it up,
and you're like, I'm
going to
pull this one.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.